Moncrief on News Talk.
According to some, bingo is making a comeback. In the UK anyway, bingo halls are no longer places where people go to have a quiet nap. A younger generation are starting to attend. Cassie Delaney is a podcaster who goes every week. Afternoon, Cassie.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Now, you're there because slight bit of manipulation, maybe?
I am there.
As families are wont to do.
That's it. So I kind of got roped into this a couple of years ago at my granny. It was post-COVID. The bingo halls were back opening again. They're bopping in Perrystown. And my granny remarked that she loved it, but all her friends were dead, so she'd no one to go with. I got roped in and I've been there every Tuesday ever since, myself and my younger cousin. And we're a staple now of the Perrystown bingo on a Tuesday evening.
Yeah. And what is the rhythm of the night? Because I assume it's not just everyone sits down and no one says a word for 2 hours.
No, it's massively social. And it is for community groups like this and for people who are, you know, older. It is a really important part of their socializing. So they'll come, they'll get the kind of 20 minute warm up where they're chatting, walking amongst the tables, catching up with their friends, seeing who's dead and whatnot, and seeing who's still there. Then we'll play a couple of rounds. There's a break in the middle. A couple of smokers go outside for the gossip and the others kind of mingle around again. And then at the end, there is that kind of little bit of chance. So it runs for about 2 hours every Tuesday evening from 8 o'clock till 10, which even for me as a younger soul is very late. Very late bit of socialising.
It's late to be out. Yeah, it is. But when they're playing,
silence.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's fast. It's furious. If you talk, you'll get shushed. It is very competitive and they do not like blow-ins. So if you're going to come, you'd want to commit to a couple of weeks. And especially if you're a blow-in who wins, you'll be lucky to get out there alive.
And you don't want to be saying, what did he say there?
That's it. No, you can't be doing that. So it's quite high tech now. It's not the old like big drums of bingo balls. You have a little digital screen, so the numbers will pop up there. We've got fantastic bingo callers in Perrystown and they have all the old rhymes as well. So it's, you know, John Joe's boot size 12, two old ladies, Essie and Bessie. We've got all the kind of the old vernacular for the numbers, which is great as well.
Didn't they used to say two fat ladies?
Can't say that anymore. Yeah.
So they have updated it a bit.
There's a couple of ones that are funny. I used to play down in Clare Castle with my Nana when I was younger, and that's when you'd have the real kind of twee classic ones. So they've updated a couple of them. You don't get away with saying any way you look at it 69 anymore either. You know, that was a good one. So there's a couple that you'll recognise. Two little ducks, two walking sticks is number 11. And you really do pick up the lingo of it each week. And it's so funny because the rhythm and the beat of it is so similar. That you know what the numbers are going to be before they come out, like before they're properly called.
If the bingo caller says the two little walking sticks, everybody knows what that is and they're ahead of you.
Each hall, each kind of community group will have their own as well. So in Perrystown, you know, Tallaby Greenhills is 77 because it's the bus route. So everyone has their own little ones that they pick up as well. And there's all these little inner jokes in the community centre, which is fantastic to see too.
And are the bingo callers local or do they do a kind of several places?
No, so they're local and mostly volunteers. So they're women who are connected to the community centre. Now, I did get to call it for a couple of weeks as well. And there is no high like calling bingo in front of a bunch of old ladies who are going to get really excited. And it's a lovely community activity. But as we were kind of saying earlier on, there's a couple of bingo nights popping up around town as well, geared towards younger people. Now, Perrystown is predominantly the older locals, and then you'll start to see kind of family members coming in younger as well. But there's this resurgence of bingo happening through town. There's one in Slattery's every Wednesday. There's one in Wigwam tonight that's Beats and Bingo, and that they are places we can go and play bingo and have a couple of drinks, whereas the community centre ones and your local GAA hall ones, pretty much no drink, very much about bingo as a hardcore, you know, activity.
Yeah, if you were drinking and playing bingo, though, that might... Look, you want to concentrate.
It's fast-paced. You couldn't be doing anything else other than, like, knocking the numbers out with your dabber as soon as they're coming out. Like, these women do not mess around. It's a really serious sport.
Yeah. Is it majority women? Almost exclusively women?
I'd say 70-30. You know, it's mixed. It is mixed. I think the ones in town, and obviously you've got, like, the George Bingo on a Sunday evening, that'll be, like, predominantly younger men as well. And the ones you see in town in the pubs are a bit more mixed too. But, like, yeah, the classic bingo ladies is... is a cliche because it's true.
And the games themselves, are they cumulative or is it you can win or lose each game?
Win or lose each game. So yeah. You've got a couple of different things. You've got obviously your first five numbers out for a line that, you know, you can win a line. Generally, that's within 20, 22 numbers. I've been playing so often now and frequently that I can tell you the ins and outs of a game of bingo. And then you play for a full house, which is usually won in around 60 numbers. But then every week there's like a snowball game that will amass. The amount of money you can win for that will amass. So it starts off if you win it in 40 numbers, if you win it in 50. If you win it in 55, then you get a kind of bonus amount. I've only ever seen the snowball one twice in nearly 2 years, which is very exciting. And one other time, somebody won the line on the first five numbers that came out.
Wow.
It's like watching somebody win the lottery, except they only won 20 quid.
Yes. But the snowball, though, does the snowball get bigger with each week?
Yes, so it does. It goes up to kind of 250, 300 quid, which is a lot of money to play for when your buy-in's only 12 quid.
Yeah. Know? And do people still shout house? Do they have to stand
they
up?
They shout check. They might shout bingo. They'll shout house. House is a very UK thing.
Oh,
so
is
that,
it?
That's
right.
How we point
okay.
out who the blow-ins
excuse me.
Are. You
yeah.
know? Check is kind of the going phrase at the moment.
And but are there two different calls if it's a line or it's a... Because everybody wants to know what you've got.
It's you play for a line and then we all play for a full house and
right.
then we go on to the next game. So there's about 12 games in a night of bingo. So correct, 24 yeah. chances to win.
Yeah. But even the way you described it there, it's actually more complex than it appears on
it's
the face
really,
of it.
It's really, really simple. Now, if it's your first time playing bingo, I can guarantee you'll pick it up within
I know,
within
yeah.
a game.
But just even the kind of the strategies of it or the...
Yeah. I mean, no strategy whatsoever. It is a game of chance and it's a game of luck. And you see, look, there's a couple of times where there'll be a lucky table where you might have four or five women around the one table who'll win.
Mm.
And then you kind of go and rub your book off them for a bit of luck for the next couple of rounds. And then there's all the little superstitions. Like you're not supposed to keep your money on the table. If you're losing really bad, you're not getting where you switch pens and play with your left hand or you play with your non-dominant hand. You never switch your books, never swap with anybody. These are all considered like really bad luck.
How much is it to pay in? How much in to do it?
In Perrysen, it's 12. Now, I know in Slattery's pub, I think it's free in and you buy a drink or whatever. I don't know what the prizes are like on that one. And then there's a couple of other different bingo nights where you might buy a ticket at the door and then you go when you get kind of like music and entertainment and maybe the prizes are a little bit bigger there. But for us, it's €12. There is another one actually this weekend in the Clockwork Door, which is a great one for anybody who is interested in playing and not want to be in town and socialising, but maybe doesn't want to participate in drinking as well. That's a girls' 90s and noughties bingo happening on Saturday night.
OK, kind of want to go now. Cassie, thanks a million for coming into us. That was the podcaster Cassie Delaney there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.